She stepped out into the misty rain with Toby. As usual, he pulled hard on his leash until they reached the small park nearby. On this dull October afternoon in the fading light, it seemed deserted. As soon as he was released, Toby raced off on his usual non-stop laps around the park. Emerald reckoned he had something of the greyhound in his mixed bag of mongrel genes. Once he had burned off his excess energy, he snuffled through the soggy leaves lying thick on the grass and checked out just about every single tree and bush as if they were all new to him. He brought her a stick and they played their usual game of fetch before he disappeared into the shrubbery some distance away. She perched on the edge of a rain-coated swing and idly swung in slow circles. Toby would come back when he wanted his dinner, but long minutes passed and he did not return. This was not like him. She had no intention of searching for him in the dense undergrowth, and in the half-light, the unusually silent park had now taken on a sinister aspect. She called him again, and this time his shaggy black shape bounded towards her out of the mist. He was carrying a long stick in his mouth, which he dropped at her feet. She tossed it for him, and with a flick of his tail, he scampered after it. He soon returned with the same stick, clenched in his teeth. But instead of releasing it, his grip tightened, and he pranced from side to side in fun. "So you want to keep it," she said. "Come on, then. Time for home and dinner." At the magic word dinner, Toby sat quietly for her to fasten his leash. It was a short walk home to where the porch light shone weakly through the wisps of fog now swirling about them. The hall was in darkness, and as she shook out her wet coat, Toby dropped the stick and rushed past her before she could wipe him down. He shot off to the kitchen where she heard her mother scolding him for his muddy paws and threatening not to give him his dinner. Emerald picked up the stick. Her father called out to her from the living room, "Emerald, Rex just called to remind you about taking some of Nisha's hard food with us tomorrow. Something to do with his new invention?" "I haven't forgotten," she said. The stick was still in her hand, but her mind was now on an idea for a different, better story that had come to her in the park. She tossed the stick into the waste paper basket by the door, switched on the hall light, and went upstairs to scribble down some notes before her newfound creativity deserted her.